Good evening. Hello, everybody. It is Monday, April 24th, 2023. I wish it was May. This is the Fakeologist Show, where we talk about media psyops, hoaxes, drills, integrated capstone events, COVID, COVIDs, vaccines, vaccine mandates, the Great Reset. We talk about popular culture. We talk about technology, all from a fakeologist point of view. What is a fakeologist? A fakeologist is someone who believes that every single story in the media is a hoax or a scripted event, and you should not believe it. You should auto hoax it. You should think that you are being misled, you are being guided, you are being messed with. And if you think that, you'll probably be much better off. And because of the coronavirus hoax that started on 3/11/2020, more and more people are seeing it my way, which is absolutely fantastic. And I was supposed to take a few days off starting yesterday, but our little trip to the excited states of America got derailed because somebody, me, just can't lie. It's like that movie with Jim Carrey, Liar Liar. Anyone remember that movie? By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, DLive, Twitter, Odyssey. I actually forgot about Odyssey the other day. And we are also on our own video platform called FakeoTube. FakeoTube.com is our own video platform. It is user supported. And you, by making a donation to the Fakeologist Show, can easily support it with your credit card, anonymous credit card, I suppose. You don't need to give your real name. You can also use cryptocurrency. Currently, we recommend Epic Cash. We don't recommend Bitcoin, but most people at least are aware of Bitcoin, so you can use Bitcoin. And you can use PayPal. You can send cash. All that to say, but because of your generous donations, we can run our own video platform, which is expensive but necessary in this day of censorship. And it's going gangbusters. It's going very well. We get quite a few views on FakeoTube. And I'm very pleased with all the support. And I want to thank the individual donors that donate to the show in our value for value. That's how we fund our site. You pay whatever you think the show is worth, whether it's a dollar, a penny, $100, a year sponsorship like Uncle Vigilante of Epic Cash. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Everyone sets their own value, and all videos and audios are free for downloading. There are no paywalls, just to make it simple for you, which is the way truth should be. And I try and tell the truth, sometimes to a fault. And I suppose I got caught for telling the truth because I wanted to go to visit Elvis in Graceland and make sure Lisa is safely settled in her new plot. But my family's efforts were thwarted at the border in Detroit, where we were unceremoniously stopped from crossing into the excited states of America, simply because we answered truthfully to the question, are you vaccinated? And the answer, of course, is no. And at that point, we were told that only vaccinated non-Americans are allowed into the United States. Since most of my family are not Americans and not vaccinated, that means we had to get pulled over, processed, had our car tossed and answer some basic questions from the guys with guns in secondary, all walking around with a Glock or equivalent sidearm hanging from their belts and looking tough and looking rough, and given a return to sender piece of paper and then let out of our cage and back through the return fence and back over to Kanuckistan, which you'd think would have been more draconian. But no, the United States of America is, I believe, one of the only countries where you cannot get in if you are not full of clot shot and also not American. So that's what happened to us. That's why I am back in the air chair tonight. And so what I did was, before I hit the hay after a 10-hour day of driving back and forth, which isn't a big deal to me because I drive for a living, but it was still annoying, I decided to just quickly document the adventure. And I made a quick video and I thought, I'll just put it on TikTok because that's where all the cool people are. TikTok is where the whole world is hanging out now. It's so bad for Google and Twitter and YouTube that they are petitioning their bought and paid for congressmen to do something about TikTok. So I think it is hilarious. So I decide I'll go to TikTok. I'll actually put the proper hashtags. That's what it is. Because apparently it's very important to put the proper hashtags on TikTok so you do get noticed. So you're looking at my TikTok screen now. I put the hashtags. What I did is I consulted Catch-22. And I asked her, what is the easiest way? So she researched some of the top TikTok videos about being denied entry to the United States. And she found some hashtags over on those videos that were super top. And she duplicated those. So here you are, hashtag USA entry requirements, USA entry, USA vaccine, USA vaccination entry requirements, hashtag denied entry. Well, that's what we put on there. And leave this page. We put that up. And next thing you know, hold on a sec here. I just want to see if I got the latest stats. Let me get out of this page. Come on. Get out of here. Oh, okay, I'm using the TikTok app on Windows. Forgive me for one sec. I'm going to look at my profile here. And the latest is the video I put up. I didn't put a whole hell of a lot of thought into it. I literally took two static images, one of the bridge and one of our return to sender piece of paper we got from CBP, Customs and Border Patrol of the United States of America. And I posted them on and just did a 90-second monologue with my nasal, boring voice. Yeah, I got that from BitChute. I love the BitChute comments because they're the most annoying. But anyway, I put that up last night, maybe 9, 10 o'clock last night. And I woke up in the morning and I saw some crazy numbers, maybe 10, 20,000 views, which, is, as you can see on my page here, normally I get anywhere from 65 views to, I think the best one I did was this video that was taken down. I can't remember what this video was about anymore, but this might have been 10 or 20,000. I don't even know what it's about anymore, but TikTok deleted it. I forget. I should have done a screenshot. Anyway, I woke up, and as of right now, it's 8:16 p.m. Toronto time. almost 24 hours later, 146,000 views. So, but wow, blown away. And obviously I hit a nerve and or it was somehow promoted. See, this video I did after where I took a piece of the No Agenda show, which I thought was really good about Elon. I put that up this morning, maybe this afternoon, only 194 views. So obviously nobody could care less about that. Nobody cares about Elon. They really want to know about this whole border story, which I thought it would be a piece of cake going over the border. I really did. I was getting anecdotal stories from friends, not necessarily family. I'm just reading Twitter, all the socials. It didn't seem like it was an issue going over by land. I know it was pretty clear that you couldn't go by plane or by sea. Not too many Canadians go to the U.S. by sea, although you can take a ferry over the various rivers or even a lake. But I thought it would be no issue. And I even got my pre-clearance Nexus card. You have to pay $50 a person for that. And you get pre-cleared. And it's supposed to be express lane entry. You get your own lane at the bridge. I thought, well, okay, I got it quite quickly. Comes from the same people that are in charge of the airports and the borders, the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, was brought in after 9/11, which is why I started this blog in the first place, this website, fakeologist.com. And let me just say hi, by the way, to all the new potential listeners that you came to fakeologist.com/live. I did put that into a few comments on the talk ticks on the TikToks. And I see I've got two people listening from the United Kingdom on fakeologist.com/stream1. Thank you for listening. I also have a few people over here on YouTube. Looks like I got 6 on YouTube, 1 on DLive. And I also have 9 people on FakeoTube. Not the biggest crowd because I did say I would be off this week. I did tell everyone that. So, okay, it looks like Catch-22 is going to join us in a minute. There's a hockey game on now, and it's the biggest time of the year. It's like Christmas in Canada for hockey. So I asked Catch-22 to join us in between periods. I heard her running up to her microphone, so we're going to dial her in a minute. So we'll see if she shows up. And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to just watch the video, and then we're going to go through the comments, because there are thousands of comments. I'll see how many I can get through, and that'll be it for the show. Just really wanted people to know what's going on. And I don't go out much, and I don't do much on-the-ground research. This is really a website that brings other people's research to your attention, but I have some on-the-ground research, so I didn't really expect to be reporting this nonsense, but that's what happened. So I've got the TikTok. This is the TikTok app in Windows. Yeah, there's an app you can download for Windows. They call it an app, but of course it's called a program, you know, the old-fashioned program that you run with lines of code. So we're going to play it. We're going to play the fairly dull video. It wasn't really meant to go viral in any way. It was just meant to let people know what was going on, because I really did not see, even on the TikTok, anyone having a problem going over the border by land. To me, it was a dead issue. Now, my question is, does being the fakeologist flag your account? Now, I got my Nexus card, no problem, renewed. I've been on Nexus, which is just mainly used by Canadians to whip over into America. You're pre-cleared. You have to have a clear record. I'm even up to date with all my taxes, so really, it should be a no-brainer. Now, I know there are no fly lists where you can't fly. And I know people like Chris Sikosha, Chris Sky, who's running for mayor of Toronto, by the way. He gets flagged all the time for flying. And he does get harassed, he says, by the cops just for existing. But for driving over the border, I figured it wouldn't be an issue. I know all about the different rules, and I know all about the executive orders, and it's quite a cascade of contradictory rules and regulations. Most are not being enforced over land. Okay, looks like we got Catch 22. Let's do a mic check. Hello, Catch 22. Mic check, mic check.
Mic check, mic check.
All right. We'll try again. I just want to boost your volume there.
Mic check. 1, 2.
Yeah. All right. Speak right into the mic. Welcome to the show. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Up after one period, what do we got?
2-0 Tampa Bay.
Okay. For all you hockey fans, there's your update. Okay, well, I was just telling the great audience of Fakeologists about what happened. And I said tonight we're just going to quickly look at the video and read some comments. And you can read some comments. You can comment on some comments. I know you only have about 10, 15 minutes. But we can hear your perspective.
Yeah.
And let me just quickly look at some of the, I think you can see these are YouTube comments on the screen here. I don't know if you can see them. We have one from Stupid, I think
I see TikTok on my screen.
Okay. Do you see any comments at all from the D Live and the YouTube? If you don't, I'll read them.
I don't see them.
We have one from Stupid. I think that's stupid. You are all over the place. Replace Tucker on Fox News. I am all over the place. Tell me, what does that mean? Epic Souls, yo, Ab. Epic Souls, I'm on YouTube because I pay for premium. Stupid said, sorry you went through that. It is frustrating. Epic Souls saw it on TikTok. Well, you're subscribed to me. And Stupid said, I went to cash a check today. Now you need a smartphone to cash a check. Stupid says, you are the wrong color. That is why you had issues. I don't know. I really want to know. Catch 22, what do you think? Do you think being the Fakeologist puts a flag on my account in any way?
I personally don't think so, because I don't think that this community is a big enough threat to America.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. I don't think it is.
Do you think anyone in the Department of Homeland Security even follows or is aware of the Fakeologist show?
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a big enough issue to cause problems.
All right. Okay. Well, when we were going down the bridge into the United States, you were a little apprehensive.
Yep.
What were you thinking and what did you think may happen?
I pretty much thought exactly what would happen. I didn't know we'd have the van searched.
Yeah.
Which was the most embarrassing part of the whole thing.
I think that's SOP, standard operating procedure, when it comes to if you go into secondary, I think, or if you're refused entry into the United States.
Yeah, I suppose.
We could look it up, of course. We can find out anything because we have the internet now.
Maybe.
So that was that. Let's just watch the video here. And let me just read the FakeoTube chat right now real quick. You can't see it because I've got the TikTok app up. But we have Lost Spider Phallus, who's a generous donor of the Fakeologist show, says howdy. Skate and Destroy says howdy. And Skate and Destroy and Catch 22. Lost Spider Phallus. Greg says, why give them any information? Well, if they ask, don't you have to give it? That's the impression I got.
I would assume probably if you said it's none of your business, you wouldn't be allowed over as well.
Yeah, I agree. Lost Spider Phallus says the U.S. is missing out on you guys visiting here. It's so sad. Thank you, Lost Spider Phallus. He's in California, by the way. We wouldn't be able to see you because we weren't going as far as California, but
Nope. Maybe
next time. I'm going to play the video now. Currently 146,000 views. By the way, everyone, Catch 22 is a digital marketing specialist. and she did help consult with the hashtags.
Yep.
Catch 22, what do you think of this number, 146,000? Did you think me recording 90 seconds was going to be so interesting and was going to achieve these numbers?
No, I did not. This is my best video ever, even though I didn't really make it. But I didn't expect it to blow up like this. It'll probably keep going since it's been consistently going up all day. It'll probably pass 200,000.
Okay.
Most likely into tomorrow.
That's yeah.
My assumption, since it started at 90,000 this morning.
It was at 90 this morning? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did make an entry on fakeologist.com/blog where I started tracking it. I just put the timestamps with when I looked it up. At 9:40, at 8 o'clock, it was 54,000. At 0940 hours, it was 80. At 11, it was 94. At 12:50, it was 110. So maybe it is losing a little bit of steam now.
It is, but there's a chance it can keep going.
So
okay, hold on, Mark. Just be quiet, Mark.
So
this is the thing I hate about TikTok. You press the wrong screen and it just starts
when
playing.
When I was warning.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Oh,
Clark,
come on. Let's go.
David Curtin.
View profile. Here we go. So we're at 146.7. Why are they putting a decimal point right now? I wonder why they're.
Is that what it does?
Okay, so let's play the video. Here we go. Here we go, people.
April 23rd, 2023, we went over this bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, from Windsor to Detroit to try and have a vacation in Tennessee. After we went over, we got stopped at the border, and we were told that you cannot come into the United States as non-US citizens if you are not vaccinated. So after that, we got pulled over into secondary and brought in, written up, our car searched, and then given a notice telling us to turn back and go back to Canada. And here's a copy of the notice. As you can see here, stamp non-essential travel. So if you're going on vacation, obviously that's not essential, and you will be turned around. I have heard otherwise in the past, that people are going over by land from Canada to the US without an issue, but perhaps they didn't tell the border officer that they were going on vacation. If you have an experience like this in April 2023, when the emergency order was supposedly lifted, although they did say it was going to be reviewed by May 11th. According to the Border Patrol, it's not rescinded, and you cannot enter the United States without the clot shot. Just a warning to those thinking of going.
And the music stopped. Now, I wonder how many views are because people can't stop the video on their screen.
I don't think it equates to that many that you would think.
All right, so I did put it.
Actually, no. On TikTok, it doesn't count for as a view if you keep rewatching it. It counts on Twitter, but for TikTok to count it as a view, you have to go back, like scroll up and then scroll back down to the video, and that counts as a view.
All righty. I did put a note on the comments for people to come tonight to the show. I don't know if TikTok people go off the TikTok reservation and actually go to the rest of the internet to show up. So if you are here because of the TikTok video, please leave a comment. You don't need to be registered to leave a comment. You can leave one on fakeologist.com/blog. If you go to FakeoTube, you have to log in to leave a comment, or just send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. Everyone here has an email. I do read my emails. I read the good ones and the bad ones. Sometimes the bad ones are more intense, but it's okay. I can take it. Would you, Catch 22, would you be interested in going through some of these comments and reading them with me?
Sure.
Can you see anything on the screen, or would you rather just go to the video on your system so you can maybe read some comments as well?
I'll go to the video on my own as well. I can see yours.
Okay.
I'll just go to mine too.
So the way and you're a digital marketing consultant. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start looking at these as they come on the screen. I'm not terribly sure how TikTok does sortation of comments. I know you can't sort them.
They do it poorly. It doesn't. Yeah. It's typically an order of likes, and then it starts going into the time that they posted it from there. Because you have the top liked comment at the top. Obviously, it has 485 likes and 12 replies.
And it says, "I can't believe this is still a thing. My God." That's not much of a comment, but okay.
Well, yeah, and then there's got a lot of people talking underneath. This is Title 42. It's a rule in the U.S. Cross the river on a raft to let you in.
Yeah, one is the, they will mandate them soon. Trump, wait for it. Okay.
It will definitely be back, but it hasn't left, so I don't know how it'll be back. It's the U.S. laws, not Canadian ones. We're aware. Obviously, didn't watch the video.
Yeah.
But people just comment anything. People are getting through to the USA unvaccinated because they're lying. The Border Patrol is not asking for proof. Reviewing May 11th.
What's your take? Should we? Because typically the question was kind of open ended. Are you vaccinated? Now, my mother got me all my shots. So technically,
yes, you could. On a technicality, you could say yes, I am. But they didn't specify which one. You could get them on a technicality saying, yeah, I am vaccinated, but which one are you talking about? But don't ask that, because then they'll say, well, obviously, you mean the COVID one.
Well, yeah, as if we just said, yes, we are vaccinated, then we are vaccinated for all kinds of garbage.
You could have said that, but I personally think it would have been the exact same reaction if you said yes, and then they said asked for proof.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they would have.
This guy says, I guess I can read the usernames. Catatonic says, sue the U.S. government, good luck. Yeah, okay, sure. It's a rule in the USA, says Lewis. Trump's going to jail. Wow, you are beyond lost. I think
it's kind of a waste reading a lot of comments, because people just comment random crap. And
yeah, they start getting into flame wars. Like, this guy could be commenting on another irrelevant comment. You can't quite tell because they don't put a direct thread.
Yep.
But just in my defense, many people in the comments, and there are, what is the comment total? Can you see that anywhere?
There's 1,550 comments.
And how many likes?
You have 3,000 likes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good ratio? Does that ratio mean anything?
It kind of means something. I mean, you have 2,000 shares and 421 saves.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
I would say it's pretty good, pretty decent for a video like this. Like, it could have gotten a lot of views, but it's got a lot of interaction, which is always better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing I wanted to point out was I thought we were free and in the clear. Obviously, I'm not in the business to take time off work to waste time burning gas on one of the farthest border crossings that I can go to and get turned around at. And I was really under the impression that most people were not being asked. And one of the reasons I put this video up is to see what other people had to say. I did ask the question in the video, what others experienced. So I was trying to justify my decision, even though it wasn't May 11th. And May 11th was only a day that the Department of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, secretary, said they would review the, whatever you want to call it, recommendation, mandate. I don't, it's a rule. I guess it's a policy. It's not a law, for all you people in the comments saying it's a law. It's a policy being enforced by some Customs and Border Patrol, not all. And I did make a mention that, in my opinion, the most powerful man in the United States is the Department of Homeland or Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra. Yeah, try and spell that one. He's the one that is calling the shots. And most of the laws as passed by Congress and the Senate and the President are have given all the power to that one department secretary. Most people don't know this. These aren't my ideas. These are ideas that you can find on Bailiwick News, Catherine Watt, many others who have really outlined how this power has been given up by the elected officials and given to techno healthcrats. Anyway, that's a long way of saying that I wanted to read the comments to see what others thought and what they were doing. And I would say 80% of the people here say, yeah, we crossed no problem, including this crossing where we went. Most people from Toronto go to Niagara Falls area because it's the closest crossing. Most people in Toronto do not go all the way to Detroit. It's 4 hours down the highway. It's out of the way. And there's nothing in Detroit. And so I got confirmation that most people said it was not a problem. Here's one here. This is a top comment. I just crossed at the Niagara Falls border last week. They didn't even ask if we were vaxxed. We are not. And this person said, you lucked out. It's the discretion of the person asking questions. We got turned around at Niagara. This one said, same with us in January. Told them we are going for a cruise, but it is still in effect, wrong spelling, to May 11th. This person walked across. Okay. This taco boy says it's at the discretion of the agent. Of course it is. The officer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same, been going every few weeks for about a year now and never had an issue. This one was going to Denny's and Walmart. No problem. All depends on the agent you get. You want to read any?
Oh, yeah, I can. I think more or less they're all the same. Well, yeah, a lot of them are all the same. They're just random people commenting random crap. It's like things under videos that I post. People say things that are nothing to do with the video, and
but most of these are stuff
up,
to the video.
Make stuff up. A lot of people just has something to do with the driver. I would say most people were on your side. A lot of people are just saying ends May 11th. Just tell them you can't because your medical history.
And that's not true. It's not ending May 11th.
My mom was stopped at the border. The rule still remains. Most of the time they don't ask, but if they do, you're required to show proof. It's the rules. Yeah, I know people who have crossed the border who are vaccinated who haven't gotten asked to show proof. They just say yes and they take their word for it.
Are you talking personally? Or are you reading something?
No, I'm talking personally.
Okay. Sorry. This person says my mom was stopped at the same border and turned around, as well as another family trying to visit his fiance. Okay. All right. That's Rickaroo said that. So we're seeing some latest comments. We even got a comment from the famous johnlebon.com. I'll follow you, John, by the way. And he said here, interesting video. Thanks for posting. Did you know that they were still doing this, or was it a surprise to you? Well, I would say I was surprised for sure.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
I was kind of surprised, but also not really surprised.
Yeah, I still think, and I know you disagree, that with computers, why wouldn't they? And this is the great fear in the land, is once they have. See, we offered our ID, like, well, I set this up years ago as good little slaves. So before we even get to the cross, before we even get to the window with our Nexus ID cards, which, yeah, maybe in retrospect was stupid, but I really wanted to be able to get over bridges fast years ago before this started. They know who we are. And they even ask you questions. When did you last come? They know damn well when you last showed up over the border because it's all digitized. So I figured they know who I am, and I'm pretty sure it's not hard for them to know the kind of stuff we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, even if you're paranoid, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you shouldn't be worried that someone's out to get you. You know, that funny statement. So I just figured they knew who they had, personally.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose. I don't know.
I would say more than half the commenters don't know how to spell border. They spell boarder as in a wood board or someone who is renting your house. Boarder. So it's the spelling's horrible on Twitter.
A lot of people in the deeper comments say it was just bad luck.
They are not checking that at the border. We have been over many times. So we're seeing some recent comments, of course, but they are random. Same thing happened to me. Okay. This person says, hello, did you see his receipt? Of course they are checking when they feel like it's a silly statement. Know the rules before you cross. And I did actually spend a lot of time replying to these just for the fun of it. I don't know if people noticed.
Mm-hmm. People might notice it goes into their activity.
Mm-hmm. I see. So thousands of comments. This is one of my best pieces of publishing on any platform.
Ever. This is your best.
This is my best. And I didn't even put any energy or effort into it. It was really a weak-kneed effort. We put a couple texts, one which was cut off because of the form. I think it was because this screen.
I think you uploaded it a little wrong, but that's okay. We'll learn. Usually the videos that you put the least amount of effort into do the best.
Well, but how do you upload better? I just pressed upload. What else was I supposed to do?
I don't. Obviously, there was just something you did.
Okay, but
differently.
I think it's because there's a border around the video, or TikTok puts a border around the video.
They don't.
Oh, well, the A is in black, so it's right here, so you can't see it.
Yes,
okay, anyway. Hey, next time we're going to center that. But it's okay. I guess most people can figure out that this is April 23rd, 2023. A snowy / sleety day.
Oh, yes. Don't be a... Dog's Body commented, I guess they're coming in a little late, but yes, we went to the border. They asked if we were vaccinated, and we were denied entry for those coming in late, which is what we're talking about. And my dad posted a video of it, and it's the best video ever.
Well, it's the best, it's the most viral video. Could you call this a viral video?
It is a viral video, yeah.
What is the cutoff for viral video? What number?
I would say a couple thousand.
Oh, really?
Maybe 10K to be a viral video.
Okay.
Viral-ish. You got a lot of video views very quickly. That is viral to me. 90,000 in 12 hours is viral.
Stupid and says you are on the government watch list for sure. Oh, thank you.
Maybe.
Come on, stupid. What are you trying to do? Psych me out here? Stupid says you're a lucky dad. Your daughter is such a sweet young lady. Wow. That's nice.
Nice.
DB user says spooky background music equals TikTok views. Do you think the views are because of the music?
A lot of the times the sound has to do with the boosting of the video. If it has a lot of users using it, then yes, it has something to do with it.
I hate loud, obnoxious music. And so I like, and you did lower the volume on the music, which is smart.
Yep.
But I literally just picked the first one that came up. I can't remember the keyword I put in, but whatever. I didn't really go through to me. I was just in a rush. I just wanted to.
You chose the first one.
Yes, I did. I didn't even go through them because I wanted to get this done. And so we got 3,000 likes, 1,500 comments there. I see it now. I wonder if this page refreshes. I'm in the TikTok app. I'm guessing it doesn't. You probably have
it does not.
You have to go out and come back in.
It depends on how many people are currently actively commenting. I'm unsure if there are very many at this point. I think it's definitely slowed down quite a bit. You might see a bit more action. Later tonight into tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna hit 500,000. I don't know if it has legs. Although
I was wrong on 500. I should have been less optimistic. And yeah, about 200,000, I think it'll cap out at. Probably.
But you said But it may be the top video on with these hashtags. So it's going to sit at the top for, well, I think you found videos from a long time ago that were at the top of your search.
Yeah, it depends on who posts with those hashtags. I just wanted to know what hashtags to use. You search a topic, and whoever posts with the hashtags on the similar topic, use those. And obviously, it's a hot topic to be talking about.
Right. Well, it's coming up to May 11th, and some people know about that. Most Americans couldn't care less about it because they're already in the prison. Canadians, we just want to go somewhere else. Stupid says, everyone in the car should have put on a mask on your face and act like you believe it. Do you think that would have helped?
I suppose it might have, I guess.
Epic Soul says, with all the views and the stupid comments, it could have been bot-driven. What do you say about that?
I suppose it could have been bot-driven, but I with that many comments, I doubt it. And they're not flooding it with stupid comments either. It's not people just saying, oh, you suck, you're stupid, get vaxxed. The comments are too long, in my opinion. I know AI is evolving rapidly, and it does a lot now, but I think some people are still real out there. I would hope. There's a lot of people in the world, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would say most of these people are probably real, because the interaction is equal to the views, and it just makes sense. The comments are long, and probably people who have replied to specific comments, or could be bots, because they're just causing chaos and just filling up the replies in the room and the comments. But there is a lot of interaction. And if it was all comments and no likes, then I would say they're bots, and it's skeptical of if it's just flooded with bots. But
can bots like?
I suppose, but usually they're just doing one thing. Because usually in like the Instagrams, there are tons of bots, and you can pick them out of the woodwork, I guess, in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of the Instagrams, like, the bots just show up immediately as soon as it's posted, and you can kind of tell who they are.
Yeah.
So
you want to put the game on in the corner of your screen just so you can.
It is on.
Is that why you're kind of. Oh, I see. I can tell you're. Your CPU is being taxed by something else. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, sorry. The Leafs are already... It's 2-1 now.
Oh, boy. You're happy. Okay. Well, that's okay. As long as you don't... I'm glad to have you on the show, even if you only have one eye on the screen, if you want to keep up to date. So at least you have that capability. Pitcher in Pitcher. Boy, I remember when Pitcher in Pitcher came into the TV world before you were born. That was a big deal. And I used it for about a week, and then I found it was totally useless. In those days, you watch a TV show, and you'd have another TV show on in the corner without audio, and you could just press the switch button and switch them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found it was actually kind of useless. It was a useless feature in the end. It just didn't use it.
Interesting.
Back in the day, I heard this from a friend of mine. He said, we crossed at the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge in December. That is actually the closest border crossing to Toronto. And I actually never go there because it ends up, well, it's just, there's nothing right at that other side, at that border crossing. When you go into Lewiston, which is literally on the Lake Ontarible, on the south side. But my friend said he always crosses there. He never has a hard time. Never gets a hard time. I've never crossed there.
I suppose it just depends on, who's on the power trip, who cares more, doesn't care, just having a bad day.
Yeah, I see somebody was calling. If you're calling in, you can call in. Let me put the phone numbers up on the screen. You can call in and talk to me and catch 22. Here we go. We got a call from Ottawa. And
hold time 2 minutes 36 seconds.
Maybe it's Justin Trudeau calling or the Prime Minister's office calling. Hello, who are you? And
Hi, Tim. It's Randy from the Blue Water Bridge.
Randy, hello. Oh, hi. How are you? Oh, right. Yeah, you're over in
Southwestern Ontario. Yeah.
You're Strathroy.
Between London and Sarnia.
You're Strathroy.
Just a little west of Strathroy.
All right. Say hi to Catch 22.
Yes. Hi, Catch 22.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
And she's not even 22 anymore.
Not anymore.
She was once.
Yeah.
Randy, what do you to say? What do you think of all this BS?
I saw the video. The first question I had, I downloaded it today.
Okay.
I keep track of all this border stuff. Did you film? Did you pull out your camera as soon as you got to the booth? Or
actually, it's the opposite. I took my dash cam off because many times they get really angry when they see you have a dash cam. So I take it off.
Yeah, every time we go, we always take the dash cam off now.
Oh, yeah. I got admonished before saying, what do you, you can't film.
I disagree, but you got to film everything today. So did they ask you, did you disclose anything? Did you just say, I decline to, you know?
No, I'm really lousy at the border. I just fold like a cheap suit. So I,
like a lawn chair.
Like a lawn chair.
Like my question would be, if they said to me, if I was driving across the Blue Water Bridge, if they said to me, are you vaccinated? I could say yes. Okay. I could say yes. They're not specifying what I've been, you know, growing up, I've had a couple vaccines.
I'm as vaccine damaged as the next guy. I agree.
But did they specify that it was the COVID?
No,
they just ask you, have you been vaccinated? And you say no.
I know, it's stupid.
Yeah, under I guess technicality, we could have just said yes because we are.
You said yes, I've been vaccinated, and if he wanted to go further and say, did you get the, I don't know, the J&J shot or the
Moderna, Pfizer?
Yeah, that would have been my advice. Now, some people try going over to a different border, right? Some people get rejected at one, and then they try at another one, and they have some luck, and some don't.
Well, wouldn't the minute you get pulled in a secondary be punched into the computer? I just think in the day and age of computers, there's just no way you can get ahead of the bits and bytes.
So this is U.S. This is U.S. secondary you're talking about.
Yeah, the guys with the... The guys with the Glocks,
right,
marching around, writing stuff down.
So, what was the script? What was the script that where are you going? Is this the pleasure?
Yeah. They just said, where are you going? You know, we're going here or Tennessee. Yeah. And
when was the last time you were in the States?
Yeah.
Right.
And I said the wrong year, and he said, yeah, I've been here for 23 years. I said, oh no, I meant 2020.
Well, you get nervous.
Of course. Nervous. And you know, I said, I'm pretty lousy on under pressure, obviously.
Well, my pressure has gone up because going into a store not wearing a mask, and you're the only one.
I know you're brave.
I'm used to conflict now, so.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you one tip: is when you pull out that camera, okay, and you turn that camera on, you're allowed to film in public. You can film anything in public. Once you do that, the reaction from the other person, police, store manager, it changes 100% because they know that's on film. They don't want to go viral on Twitter or YouTube.
Have you ever seen anyone videoing Customs and Border Patrol in the U.S.?
Yes, I have. I've downloaded videos from Rebecca Shepherd. Okay, she's got some COVID fines, and she was crossing the border when you couldn't cross the border
into
right?
the U.S.
She wouldn't even roll down her window. She only rolled it down like an inch, and
hold on a sec. She's a Canadian going into the U.S.
Yeah, she's with the Stand for the Rebecca Shepherd. She's a freedom fighter.
Okay,
she's
got bigger balls than I do.
Yeah, so she's got some great videos, eh? So
okay, put a link in wherever you can.
Rebecca Shepherd, she was at the same bridge as you, and she got charged at the.
I just want to go on holidays. I didn't want to be charged. You know, when you're with your family, it's not exactly.
No, but you know, that's the script I would have. If I was going to try crossing, if they asked me if I'm vaccinating, I would say, "Have you been vaccinated?" I would say, "Yes, I've been vaccinated." Like, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I might have got a vaccine. Yeah. And then, you know,
I don't even think we should specify. I mean,
No, you shouldn't. And then if he comes back, well, see, if you say, I don't think it's any of your business, you're going to piss the guy off right at the beginning. So he's going to deny you entry or way. But if he says to you, Tim, have you ever been vaccinated? Have you been vaccinated? Legally, you could say yes. I haven't been vaccinated. You know, you said a long time ago that you got what was the shot that you threw you off there?
Tetanus shot.
Oh my God! I thought I was dead.
Yeah, so
I should have put that in my brain before I went over.
Yeah. So if when you pull up the, is this pleasure? No, yes, I'm going on a vacation. Have you been vaccinated? Inside your brain, you could say, "Yeah, I had the tetanus shot."
Do you think I should run? I should have run up to the Walpole.
I would have went down to the Blue Water Bridge, and then you would have. Everybody's getting across the Blue Water Bridge. That's what I hear.
I've even taken the Walpole Island ferry. You know,
well, you have, eh? Yeah,
I have, and that guy was kind of rude. He's a native guy, but
you're on their territory.
Well, I know that, but Like, is that wrong to try again? Is there?
No, you can do that. I don't know if they put you into the system. Eh?
I must have been put in the system. Now I'm.
Yeah, you're in the system. Yeah, but if you went down to the Blue Water, an hour later, I would revise your script.
Don't you think it would have been worse for me? You don't think it would have been worse for me if I
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah. But my advice to you in the future is you got to film. You got to film everything. Plus the video would have went if you would have filmed your interaction with your camera, and if you would have put that would have went viral.
Well, I went viral.
Yeah, but not as big as if you would have had the actual reaction from the border guard.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have filmed everything and then posted a short clip of that, that would have really went viral.
Yeah, all right.
Because you don't really see the inner reaction, eh? Like, I that's why I called tonight, because I had so many questions to ask you, you know, what exactly happened, eh? So.
Well, I screwed up.
So when you turn around and you go back to... can you just drive when you drove back to the Canada side? Did they say anything or?
Well, you got to give the rejection paper.
Oh, they give you. Oh, yeah, the notice you got.
Go ahead, Kat.
The lady at the Canadian side said that this has happened happens all the time. They at this specific border, obviously at the.
Well,
Victoria
she doesn't know
Windsor
other
one.
Borders.
Yeah, but you never know. Maybe they have meetings, but she she was saying that it happens more often than you think of people just randomly being turned around, more or less. I just say randomly, casually, because you don't really know why they're being turned around.
Right.
Chances are,
it's the same reason. Of course, people are turned around all the time for different reasons, but we all know the main reason nowadays. But she says it happens more often than you think, and maybe like 2-3 cars a day, probably. And I mean, if you want to.
She didn't give a number, but it's got to be.
She said it happens daily, all the time. Yeah. I mean,
once we were finished processing and you and secondary, there was no one behind us. They cleaned the room out and then they were waiting for more customers. It got pretty quiet where we were. Mm-hmm. I had to listen to all the other people. I got to hear all their stories because everyone's so loud and they just walk up to a bulletproof counter and these
Well, everybody else was just basically people of color. We were the only white people for miles.
There was a white guy that I think was bringing money over, and he was being quizzed in secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But you have dual citizenship. Didn't that help you at all?
Well, I didn't pull that card out.
Well, the rest of us don't, so it would help.
No, but it sounds like they only did the talking to you, Tim. Is that
right? Yeah, I know. I said to everyone, let me sit in the back seat. You guys do the talking.
You should have made Mom do it. She would have scared them.
I'll just pretend I lost my voice. Next time I'm sitting in the back.
Yeah.
You know, I know that. I was resigned immediately to turning around. I just figured that it's a lost cause. Is there any chance they reverse their position? I doubt it. Yeah. Not when you're in secondary.
So you just voluntarily too much information then. So when he said, "Have you been vaccinated?" You said, "No, I didn't get the COVID shot."
I just said no. I didn't say anything more.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so that was probably the wrong answer.
Yeah. You're not really thinking.
No.
I understand.
Well, when you go over, you know that's the question. You know what the question's going to be. That was the whole.
Plus, I think I tipped you off maybe 5 seconds before we pulled up to the window because I was pretty nervous about the potential encounter that we obviously ended up having. Because we haven't crossed a border in years, and I've seen firsthand what happens at school with these people, and like in the thick of things back a couple years ago. And I know it's, you know, allegedly settled down at this point within your own country, but we never attempted to cross the border at any point besides this time. So
I thought it was late enough in the game, and with all the, I know that the United Excited States of America is the only country in the world enforcing this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was canceled.
That's what we thought too. But there are tons and tons of news outlets that got it wrong. Because when Joe Biden said that the state of emergency was lifted, everyone immediately went towards, oh, that means all the restrictions are gone. Come into our country. Tourism's going to be back up. Perfect. But there's that tiny little asterisk after he said, you know, the state of emergency is over, which is basically, it may be over in the country, but you can't come in here. And there's a very specific ban on Chinese, I think Mongolian, anyone in surrounding Chinese countries.
And that was rescinded too.
No, it's not.
No, the Chinese thing was rescinded.
Well, when I was looking up our own problems, looking up the potato tomato of flying or land borders or whatever restrictions there are still restrictions on Chinese passengers, which
flying in people, obviously the Chinese can't
obviously
drive there.
Flying in. Well, yes, driving would be an incredible feat, but
it would be.
They have that ban still.
Okay.
But everything is so miscommunicated, and you could even say fake news because people are reporting the wrong things. They're just kind of making it up. Like there's 90% of news outlets had said as the state of emergency was lifted, great, you can come into the country, vaccinated, unvaccinated, you know, black, white, brown, Chinese, whatever. Get into the country. Get up. Get our tourism back going. But that's not the truth. That's not the way it is. There's still that very, you know, the gray area of maybe you'll be let through and maybe you won't, but there's still this weird restriction until May 11th or June 12th or whatever
I
didn't see many dates, but I'm just, you say that May 11th may or may not be the lift on everything.
Here's an article I found at the Brownstone Institute. And this is why I said the most powerful man in the United States, as appointed by the World Health Organization and all their minions, is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra. And basically, it says the truth is the United States has not lifted the travel ban. It is still in place without expiration and will only be terminated by President Biden upon recommendation by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Hope in that respect is grim for both citizens and non-citizens harmed and kept apart from loved ones by the restriction. So this is an article from the end of March. And then, of course, the next week, it was the emergency order was rescinded. The state of emergency declaration was ended. But that has nothing to do with the travel ban. That was the whole association that people were linking that is not true. So you can read this. And if you read this article, and I'll link it in the show notes, it just makes things even more confusing if you read this. It's ridiculous. There's so many proclamations and executive orders that are all overlapping. It's ridiculous.
Was this a young border guard or an older guy?
No, it's a guy probably my age, Officer Johnson. I read his badge.
Which one was, what was it, Wisdom?
Well, once we were in secondary, there was a big beefy guy with his Glock hanging off his belt, Officer Wisdom. He wasn't dealing with us, but I just thought he was sort of the typical Customs and Border Patrol agent, just a big guy that... you know, with one of those thick necks.
Well, I think the next time you talk to Frank, you should learn the legalese there. So when they ask you a question, you can technically say, you can say, yes, I've been vaccinated, and not assume that it's the COVID shot. So
yeah, I probably will. But now, of course...
Well, yeah, you're in the system now. I don't know, maybe you take a different car or something. I don't know how that works.
No,
so.
The thing is, we got Nexus cards. So, like I said, before we get to the border, they've got everything on their screen, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but I think they have it anyway. I don't. As soon as you pull up, they read your plate, eh? So I think
they
your
read
information...
the plate. You're right. They read the plate.
Even if you have that, they know everything. As soon as you pull up, they probably have their driver's license. They got everything. I bet.
I'd love to see the screen and see what it is, but yeah, you know what? We're going south, so going through Sarnia was just obviously a little bit farther north and out of the way. And I just figured I'd go straight down.
Yeah, but I know from that Rebecca Shepherd, she got in one of those. She got a ticket, eh? She got the ticket there for
ticket
not
from
having
who?
the arrive cam. You remember the arrive cam?
That's coming back into Canada. I wasn't worried about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was really, really good, eh? The Canadian border guy wanted her to roll down her window, eh? And no, I'm not rolling down my window, you know.
Well, it's a little different when you're on your own turf.
Yeah, and plus you're going on a vacation.
And you know damn well there's a big difference between the US Border Patrol and the Canadian side. There's just a different attitude. I'm sorry.
Well, plus they got to let you in. Hey, when you're coming back from, they got to let you in. So
the last thing I want to do is hang out in Detroit, you know, for any reason whatsoever. I mean, I was.
No. So are you going to, what's your plan? Are you going to fly down or?
Well, you can't. That was the whole idea. You definitely can't fly. That was the no brainer part of it. Driving was, I've never heard of anyone in the last couple of years harassed at the border for driving. Yeah. So I was actually quite surprised.
Right.
I know he could have asked the question, but I had just didn't think it would come up. That's why I'm suspicious. If I'm, as a fakeologist, I'm already pre-flagged. That's all.
Yeah. Well, your story will help people, you know, be prepared, eh?
That's why I put it up.
You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared when you get to the border.
And when
they ask you that question.
Well, yeah. When Catch-22 went and looked up videos, Catch-22, tell me if I'm right or wrong. There really wasn't much on this topic.
Oh, there's tons. There's tons. If you look at the Arrive Cam app, all the videos.
No. I'm talking about going into the U.S. Arrive.
I just looked at unvaccinated to USA travel.
Yeah, that's what
there
we're
talking
many, about.
There weren't.
I know what you're talking about, but I think a lot of people are lying. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, there, a lot of people say, implicit lie or did you get the COVID vaccine? Yes, I did. You know, that's a direct lie. But if they say to you, catch 22, have you been vaccinated? in your life, you probably had, you know, a vaccine when you were a baby. So you're not technically lying.
Too many. People, yeah.
Yeah. So when they ask you that, it's like Frank there with the words there, you know, with the law, like that's what law is. It's all words.
Yeah. But catch
20. It's how you react to the words.
That's true. But Catch 22 did look this up, and there really aren't too many tests.
I just looked up to find the hashtags for this video. I didn't do a deep dive into the internet to see how many people were turned away at the border. Yeah. I just looked up just to get eyes on this video and what would work, and it clearly did. Yeah. So somebody
put but were there many videos of people saying they couldn't get over into the U.S.?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, so if you say, if the border guard says, have you had a COVID-19 injection, and you say yes, and you haven't, then they can get you for perjury. Eh? You might be in more trouble.
Perjury? Really? At the border?
That's a sworn statement. You're giving the border falsified information to enter the U.S. So you got to be very careful with your words. Eh?
Why I told the truth. Simple as that.
No, but he didn't specify COVID-19, did he?
No.
He just said, have you been vaccinated?
Right. That's right.
So it could have been a tetanus shot. It could have been I don't know how many different shots. There's hundreds of vaccines, right?
They sure are. And they're all deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you say if I ask you, Tim, and I say were you vaccinated? You truthfully, you can say yes, I've been vaccinated.
Yeah, I know. And
but
like
if
I
I'm
said,
implying if I'm implying that it's a COVID-19 shot, if I'm implying that it's a COVID, and you assume when you see the problem now is when you hear the word vaccine, you think COVID-19 shot. Right.
Stupid says, I would not complain if I were you. In the future, you will not be able to drive 15 minutes away from your house. Yeah, I don't think so. But OK, that's funny. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. But you got to be very careful, like I say, when you're going to the border, because you're giving them information. And if you make a false declaration, then they can get you. Eh? It's like when you come back and you say you got to enter into the declare and you say no. And they find, $1,000 worth of cigars or something. Eh?
Well, yeah, the worst that we can do is
you just dig your hole bigger when you deliberately. But I think a lot of people are if they are asked for the vaccine, they say, oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. So that's a dangerous game, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why I just said no.
I mean, the moral of the story is here. You can twist words that are the truth, but, aren't it just however brave enough you are when you go across the border, experienced or not, it's just depending on how good you are at using your words.
You get more experience, you get more when you go by. But if I went down and I said, I've been vaccinated, and then he kept asking questions, did you get a COVID-19 shot? I would say, I'm uncomfortable disclosing my medical information. So I would, that's the way I would direct him. Eh? I would direct him as he, wants to get more and more, more details. I would just say, hey, politely that, I'm uncomfortable disclosing my medical information. That's between me and my doctor, And then probably I'd be in the same situation as you, being rejected and turned back.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
well,
how are you supposed to prove it too? If you say yes, I've been vaccinated, does he ask you for the certificate? What do you have to show the guy?
So they might ask you for your QR code, the sheet that you get when you got vaccinated, and some of us may or may not have forged in the past. But you can give them a lot of things. You can do a lot of things to show that you are, but just he didn't ask, and at the end of the day, I mean,
the conversation was over by the time we turned around
and we went home. Like, it was just after he asked, and he didn't specify what kind of vaccine. He just said, "Are you vaccinated?" We could have said yes, but we didn't. So there are a lot of things that you can do to ease your way over.
It's a good learning experience. So you learn. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever really want to be detained again, and it was such a fun experience. I don't recommend for anybody to try it home, and it was just not fun, and that is that. There's nothing you can really do about it after it happens. Yeah. You just live and you learn from it.
And we really wanted other people to see. And I just did a search for denied entry from Canada to USA on TikTok, the world's most famous search engine and video site. And there's really nothing except ours. Everything else is old or not really linked to this question. This is a very specific thing we did. We didn't do it to make a video, believe me. I'd much rather be hanging around Dollywood right now. Yeah. But it's even warmer down there, I hear, because it's still snowing up here. Christ's sake,
okay, Canada. I guess that's about it.
But thank you for calling.
The other information, like I follow Canada, so your friend Kevin Johnston there, he just lost a lawsuit last week, eh?
What did he?
$600,000, like a slander.
Well, he has no money, so. But he's a little more obnoxious.
Well, he's trying to raise $100,000 now. He put out on Mike Martin's. He was on Mike Martin's begging for money. Eh? So
good luck. You know, if you're already broke like he says he is, then you don't have to worry about being.
Well, he says he's on welfare. He says he's only getting $600 a month.
So. Well, I'm sorry for him, but you know, there's a lot of strange things. Anyway, that's another.
Well, I'm sad to hear that you didn't get across, eh? Because you needed that vacation, eh? So
I did. I still need it. So hopefully,
we'll have to send you to Niagara Falls. You have to go to Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Yeah, no one wants to be there. We're from Toronto. We don't want to go back there. We've been there a lot. You've seen one waterfall, you've seen them all.
Yeah,
I'm only teasing.
No, I know. I'd rather head to Canatara Park and swim in the blue water, but. Yeah. That's a whole other story. But thank you very much for calling. Make sure you go to fake11.com and get some epic cash. Can you sign up? And
No, I don't believe in that. I think it's a scam.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Take care. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, he's a good guy, actually. He's called a few times, called to the show. What was his name again?
Did you Randy. Hear it?
Oh, Randy, damn. I have a great memory, but it's extremely short.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you, Randy. That was good. He actually had a confrontation in the No Frills store in his little town of Strathroy there, which is on the way to Sarnia.
Just outside of Strathroy.
Right. Oh, you remember the call?
No, I heard him say it when you said, where is he from? He said, I'm from.
All right.
He said, Strathroy, right? And he said, no, just west of there, I think.
All right. Yes, in a tiny little hick town. Where he has a grocery store where they were harassing him. It's hard to believe it's already a couple of years ago, but he stood his ground and whatever happened, I forget. But you can go back in the archives and listen to Randy. Actually, we appreciate Randy calling in, and he follows a lot of the Canadian shows that I do. And I think we did a good thing by showing this video on TikTok, the world's biggest social media platform right now, and there's like we said, a couple thousand comments, and most of them are pretty supportive, and many of the people there had the exact same experience. I just was annoyed that we haven't heard about it. If I added up all these experiences, would it have changed my mind? I don't think so. We could not wait till after May 11th because we have some other commitments. I just thought I would roll the dice, and I thought my odds are extremely good. But I somehow have a feeling that maybe being the fakeologist may not have helped my situation.
I suppose it might have, but you've been the fakeologist for a while, and it hasn't really hurt our chances of getting over before.
No.
And we go over every summer, so.
Yeah, I know, just to go.
I just think perhaps it was a strange coincidence and just the wrong timing and not the great border. I mean, there was literally a bumper brawl at the border. So
we had a couple things. The line beside us, some lady rammed into the person in front of her because she wasn't paying attention, smashed up her car.
And then the guy, two cars in front of us, and the Nexus line was there for at least 5 minutes. Yeah, a long time, probably getting harassed too.
So we knew we were in a sticky line. Anytime your line stops moving, you realize, well, this border guy is on a roll, so he's not waving people through. And because the bridge was empty, they have way more time to just ask extra questions. There's no pressure to keep the bridge open or keep the bridge moving because there was no one on the bridge, which is extremely strange. I've been crossing for 50 years and these crazy COVID days, these are the only times you ever see the bridges empty. So obviously, even in April 2023, we're not back to normal in any way. And if you are going to drive across and you chose not to get the clot shot, then you're really rolling the dice, and make sure all your bookings are refundable. The only one we didn't get refundable was Graceland, but they did say come anytime. So I'm hoping President Becerra makes the right choice and just opens up the border, because it's really hurting America just as much as it is the Canadians who want to go there. But for holiday, for warm vacation-wise, most Canadians are flying over America and going to Mexico. And that is a fact. And it's not just because of the draconian United States, but it's also because the Canadian dollar goes a lot farther in pesos than it does in greenbacks, Yankee bucks. So anyway, what's the score in the game?
It's 4-1 Tampa Bay.
I guess you can turn it off now.
I'm not turning it off. We still got one period to go. You don't believe?
Okay. Belief. Okay.
Yeah, you don't believe?
Greg was saying that you had a confrontation at the No Frills. Okay. In Stratford, you stood your ground and got your groceries. Way to go, Greg. And they finally took down the plastic screens at that No Frills. I know, it's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts. It's crazy. And I really apologize profusely to Catch 22 and the rest, because I thought we had a really good chance of going. Well, yeah, 23 hours ago it says we made the video now.
Well, maybe we just chose the wrong border. But it's okay. No problems.
Next time. Well, I could read more comments, but now I'm out of breath and I'm getting kind of tired. So Catch 22, do you have any concluding comments for the show tonight?
Yeah, I guess. Don't lie to the border officer, because even though they're fat bimbos, they have a gun.
Easy.
So
yeah.
And guns are scary.
Well, they are when you don't have one.
Yep. Yeah. And you don't have one as a person that's not in uniform at a border. Yeah. So
you just do as you're told when someone.
Listen, you can twist the words into the truth as much as you want at the border, but most people don't have the balls to do that when you're at the border, because it is very interrogating and then
intimidating. And
when they're interrogating you, it's intimidating, and most people don't really think about what to say afterwards. Everything just, your mind goes blank.
Well, it does, but anyway,
you can talk a good game right up to it, but when you get up to the window, everything's out the window, literally.
And many of these people here in the comments said May 11th is the day. No, it's the review date. It's not the rescinding date. It's just the review date. And many people are thinking it's not going to happen. But I have replied to many of these comments on here. And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed this viral video. And I do think that I did a post today about how Twitter, I've been on Twitter for 10 years. I have 70,000 videos, some crazy number. Most of them are auto-posted. I have only 1,300 followers. I follow over 2,000, mainly because I just follow anyone that I agree with now. And I get almost no interaction. Where switch over to TikTok, you put a few of the proper keywords, and you get hundreds of thousands. That's crazy. Now, I don't know if any of these people are ever going to look me up again or come to my website, but still, that kind of exposure, that really tells you why the tech companies are so afraid of TikTok and they're going to do anything to shut them down, because they are killing their business. They are eating Google, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook's lunch. And I heard on the No Agenda show today, from yesterday, Catch 22, here's something interesting. The people of Facebook, they've been told they're firing everyone in the Meta concept area of Facebook.
Yeah, they did that last year.
That was last year? I thought it was more recent than that.
Well, I actually had firsthand experience with them laying off everybody at Facebook in the Meta verse, because
right. They're giving up on the metaverse. And
they're giving up on the metaverse, but there's the Meta business suite of Facebook. When you're going on Instagram and Facebook to schedule posts and do things like that,
yeah.
And in the highest time of a charity I volunteer for, their yeah. most important time of the year, they laid off everybody at Facebook in October.
Okay.
And the entire campaign came to a screeching halt because everyone was fired. So,
and what are they going to be focusing on at Facebook? You know what it is?
No, I don't.
Short TikTok-like videos.
Okay.
That's so obviously, if you can't beat them, join them. But Facebook is switching gears and going to chase TikTok. And you know what?
I don't think they're
going to. I hope they fail.
I'm 90% sure they will fail. There's no way you can catch TikTok. There's tons of apps who have tried. Once TikTok came out, YouTube started YouTube Shorts. And I personally don't think that it's that
good. Is that working?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's okay because people love to scroll. But usually people just open TikTok and start scrolling, and it's hard to find the shorts on YouTube. It really only works if you're in the app. And how many people sit on the yeah. app? Most yeah. people use it on their computer in my generation, I would say.
Yeah.
And Instagram has Reels, but.
And YouTube has kind of burned that. YouTube has burned the public in the sense that they throw off so many content creators or so.
Yeah. Most people have left the platform anyway, they don't stay for very long. People usually, and
know with these guys,
honestly. TikTokers go over to YouTube, but they're not as popular there. Maybe they have half the viewership they do on TikTok,
yeah,
and or less than that. And TikTok is just faster, easier, more current because everyone posts there, and then they can post on other places. But everything you need to know is on TikTok immediately.
Yeah, my greatest wish is all these tech giant juggernauts, I hope they all go down. Oh, look, we got Jenna calling in.
Hold time, 7 seconds.
Here's Jenna. Jenna, hi.
Hey there.
Hi, Brian.
Are we live on the broadcast?
We are live on the broadcast. Say hi to Catch 22, my co-pilot for today's show.
Co-pilot and daughter, is that correct?
That is correct.
Is this an interrogation?
Am I at the border again?
Well, very pleasant to meet you. I too had a daughter. She, at 13 years old, lost her battle to leukemia.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yep. You damn females are just crushing the hearts of the whole planet. Anyway, completely thrilled to have you pick up the phone. I have a couple of questions for your daughter. how is her awareness of the communitarian word since your papa is trying to focus on it?
Well, I have a few calls.
Give me a...
Yeah, I have on a few shows. I hope you're not going to ask her about biochar after
biochar.
That.
What the heck is that?
Well, hopefully she does have a huge interest in it as opposed to her dad.
I don't. I okay. That's
true. I don't know. I don't even know about it. I guess
it doesn't come up at the dinner table, biochar. But he wants to know: have you heard of communitarianism?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't really brought it up at the dinner table either. But Brian, just tell her real quick about communitarianism, if you wish.
Yeah, the individual rights are superseded by those of the community. So this is some commie Karl Marx talk beyond anything you could ever dream up. You no longer have the right to go out and deal with your wildfire problem, your potential of having your home burned up. You can't manage your forest because the community thinks trees live forever and anybody that runs a chainsaw is creating global warming because it spews out exhaust. And I hope you don't have a tractor or anything like that. I'm surrounded by people that turn their nose up at me because they're going for a nice afternoon walk in the sun in the middle of the day because they need some exercise because they're sitting in front of their keyboard at home all day in their underwear. And yeah, they don't need to drive their BMW to town anymore and work their state job. They can just sit at home. But boy, the problem is people like me and Jenna that, yeah, we're creating global warming with petroleum burning. So we will hope that your pop will send the video that I'm about to send to you from Ireland on a fairly decent engineering fella and ingenuity involving biochar, because you shouldn't count on your dad because he doesn't even know how to pronounce it. He thinks it's biomass, and sometimes generations need to kind of get drop kicked.
Are you trying to pass over a generation and indoctrinate the children directly with your biochar? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'll take it beyond that. I think that all adults should be put into forest biochar camps. And who will be their supervisors? Because, you know, the charges against them were child abuse and neglect. They put them in schools of indoctrination involving a bunch of pedophile and nonsense. This is completely off the charts, unnecessary. We need to take over the school system. All kids will supervise the adults on their lifelong sentence for child abuse, for putting their children into these schools. And what will the supervising be is you need to get a little elbow grease on that piece of wood over there with a axe and a handsaw. Tim, yeah. Jenna has just walked in the door. I know you'd rather talk to Jenna. Can I put her on just briefly?
Yeah, put her on real brief because we're going to wrap it up. But I was going to say, if I'm in a biochar camp, I want Jenna to be my camp counselor.
I think it's going to be your daughter, buddy, but okay. We'll see. Thanks so much. Here she
All
is.
Right, Brian. I tell you, Brian is a...
Based on what I just looked up real quick before we get Jenna on here,
right.
I just wanted to look it up because I'm just intrigued
Yeah, is it on TikTok?
Big words are. No, I'm not on TikTok. I'm just Googling it because you just mentioned, he mentioned the big words that I'm just looking up.
Communitarianism,
and then the biochar thing, which I realize has nothing to do with it. I thought it was a thing, but no, it's just dirt.
No, it's his other obsession.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure they're related.
But, no, it's not. I thought it would be, but it's not. I just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, of just kind of reading it quickly while also listening to them. It's about everyone's equal.
Yes, that's
there's
right.
There's kind of no...
The community is more important than the individual. So the
it's everybody's equal. There's kind of no government. Mm-hmm. And people are just equal. And so that's the basis of it, right? Yeah.
Well, this is Jenna.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Jenna.
Welcome.
I would like to inject that the community isn't necessarily defined, but I see it as the community of stakeholders or shareholders, and that becomes the corporation. And since corporations have a dominant oversight to government because of all the public-private partnerships, it ends up siphoning down, coming from one place like the United Nations. And the United Nations are the ones that are promoting the 17 planks of sustainable development and environmental social governance. And all these corporations need to, if they want to keep trading amongst themselves, they must buy into this one system. So therefore, it becomes this totalitarian dictatorship of the consensus community. And the individual has to compromise independent interests to the whole group. So it's more like top down, and it's not equal. And I do think it is relative to biochar because the climate change carbon credit system that they're putting in, where everything will be recorded according to everyone's digital profile and how much carbon they consume. But what biochar is, it's calcified carbon, and it's within all parts of life have carbon in it, but we're making biochar and we can use it in the garden, and it's very useful. It's got 55 different uses. There's a great article called The 55 Uses of Biochar. It's a journal, and from building materials to water filtration to medical measures, it can be taken internally for toxicity. And then also it's a great soil amendment. So it becomes communitarian when corporations become the accreditation system for what is carbon or what is biochar and who can market it and how much credit it's worth. And then communitarianism is the blending, the merging of communism and capitalism.
Okay.
That was PTL in the chat.
Oh, PTL's in the chat. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jenna. And we had a little bit of a show before you showed up about the border crossing escapades that didn't go too well for the uninjected. So we talked about that, and we haven't talked. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Epic Cash, probably, if we can get Uncle Epic on tomorrow, because I don't think he was expecting to be on tomorrow, so he might come on. Are you going to get your Epic Pay wallet, Jenna?
I'll take that as a no. Yeah, I think it sounds really complicated for me right now.
It's not. Oh, no, I was just going to quickly say, because I feel like we're kind of at the end here, but we're at the end, I'm kind of intrigued more about this, what Jenna and Brian were talking about. So next time I'm on the show, if you're listening again, or maybe we can set it up to talk about it, because I want to know more, and I kind of want to throw back at you a little and get some conversations flowing. I'm intrigued because I read about it, and I'm
music to Jenna's ears.
Oh yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested because parts of me disagree, and parts of me are just interested in more of your viewpoint and kind of how you got there, and what exactly how you got there, because communitarianism is a big belief in people's community identity, obviously, and I just think that people are too selfish to go in that route. But that's a bigger conversation for a bigger, deeper time. And I think we're almost at the end here because my dad's getting tired.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't listen to all of it. I did hear some about the border. And again, independent free will to go about and do as you please. I think that's a choice. And when it's limited,
it sucks. It sucks being limited in any way and told where you can and can't do because you can. Or choose not to do certain things to your own bloody body, which is really the essence of individualism and self, just sense of self. And that's actually what they were selling with the whole clot shot, is that don't do it for yourself, do it for the community. And so, and I say the hell with that, especially since they can't prove any of that nonsense. So anyway.
High five. Pass our email along, and a big high five. I enjoyed it very much. Talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
And that's the wrap-up music. You're hearing it.
Yeah, you're booting them off the Oscar stage.
Well, we have to because it's running late. I'm tired. I'm still recovering from our border escapades. It was a long day and highly annoying as well, with zero payoff at the end other than to get back into our own place. But I thank you, Catch-22, for joining me on this big day for the Fakeologist TikTok channel, fake11.com/TikTok, or just search for Fakeologist on TikTok.
Or just search for unvaccinated Canadian to the USA, because it's now the number one TikTok under that search.
Oh, yeah. You can just quickly look on the TikTok page. TikToks. Yeah, we're on top. There's really nothing else that comes close to our stuff.
Well, for that, you got a couple other ways to search the video, and it's up there.
Still up there. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, it was an interesting show, but not the happiest ending, but we're back here on the Fakeologist show. If you like the show, send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com, ab@fakeologist.com, catch22@fakeologist.com.
Yeah, send me a donation too. I'm an unpaid marketing specialist.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't advertise that. No, you are
unemployed.
You are available. You're underemployed.
Waiting for this Canadian government to make more jobs. When will Trudeau stop donating to the Ukraine and make a job for me?
Well, exactly. You have to make a job for yourself. Don't wait for Trudeau, because it'll be waiting a long time. But anyway, if you want to donate to the show, fakeologist.com/donate. And we take all kinds of donations, cash. I know it sounds pathetic when I do this little blurb, but FakeoTube is user supported. If you like the show, make a donation.
Don't say it's pathetic. It's a hard-earned cash.
Right.
We work hard to make this a reality for people. We get people to call in and have your voice be heard.
That's right. So it's not pathetic. There, you heard it first. And if you do donate, you'll be on this list. Thank you to all these monthly donors who just set it and forget it. They just set their money coming in every month. It's very kind. And don't forget, we're also talking about Epic Cash. If you're interested in any way in crypto, and many people are, especially younger people. So take a look at the fake11.com/epic3 page, where you can join the Telegram and receive a coin in exchange for setting up a wallet. All right. We may or may not be back tomorrow with Uncle Epic. Thanks, everyone, for joining. And thank you again to Catch 22. And enjoy the rest of the hockey game.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care.